Task 2. In this section, you will hear a radio interview with Howard Henley, who has 43 presidential statues on his property in Virginia, U.S. Your task is to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you will have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. After that, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams,
the second guy's son,
Jackson,
Van Buren,
then there's Harrison,
died in a month,
didn't get much done,
Tyler,
James, Paul,
Taylor,
Fillmore,
first name Millard.
Hello and good morning. You're listening to 102.1 Radio Bridge. Yesterday, I bought the local newspaper, and its front page headline was, "How 43 giant crumbling presidential heads ended up in a Virginia field." I found out that Howard Henley is the owner of the land where these giant busts, the head and shoulders of our presidents, are. He is here with me today in the studio. Howard, thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
Thanks for having me.
Presidential heads falling to pieces, what does that mean?
Well, unfortunately, these 6-meter-tall busts have damaged noses, tear-like stains fall from the eyes, and all have broken heads. They are literally falling to pieces, bit by bit. This could be a scene from the world's most patriotic horror movie. The whole story is like a dream turning into a horrible nightmare.
Well then, let's start with the dream part, shall we?
Virginia's President's Park Open Air Museum first opened in 2004. It was the brainchild of a local landowner and a Houston sculptor, who was inspired to create the giant busts after driving past Mount Rushmore National Memorial in South Dakota. Unfortunately, however, the park, which cost about $10 million to create, soon lost all its money due to a lack of visitors. I believe the main reason for that was that the park was hidden behind a motel and too far away from other tourist attractions. So the park went out of business in 2010.
What happened to the presidential heads?
The landowner wanted to destroy the busts. However, I didn't feel right about it, since I had helped build the park and loved the statues. I offered to take the heads and move them to my farm.
When does the nightmare part come?
Now, each presidential head weighed about 8,000 kilograms and had to be lifted from its base by a crane, which resulted in breaking the sculpture's neck to get the full piece off the ground. Also, we had to smash a hole into the top of each sculpture's head in order to attach the crane to the steel frame inside the busts. Then, each president was put on a flatbed truck and driven to my property, and the broken skulls were just the beginning. We had never transported statues before, so we had to improvise as we went along. The first few busts suffered the most due to our inexperience. On top of everything, my field isn't officially open to visitors as I have no tourist attraction license. I have to turn away requests to visit my property.
So, is this the end of the story?
I hope not. I'm working with a number of local governments to find a good place to rebuild the museum. I'd like to recreate the original President's Park model, which included a visitor center with presidential memorabilia and a recreation of the Oval Office. I'd like to complete it with an old Air Force One airplane, a Secret Service museum, and some First Lady memorabilia.
Howard Henley, good luck to your ambitious plans.
Thank you.
Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, 1 through 45.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Washington,
Adams,
Jefferson,
Madison,
Monroe,
Adams,
the second guy's son,
Jackson,
Van Buren,
then there's Harrison,
died in a month,
didn't get much done,
Tyler,
James, Paul,
Taylor,
Fillmore,
first name Millard.
Hello and good morning. You're listening to 102.1 Radio Bridge. Yesterday, I bought the local newspaper and its front page headline was, How 43 Giant Crumbling Presidential Heads Ended Up in a Virginia Field. I found out that Howard Henley is the owner of the land where these giant busts, the head and shoulders of our presidents, are. He is here with me today in the studio. Howard, thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
Thanks for having me.
Presidential heads falling to pieces, what does that mean?
Well, unfortunately, these 6-meter-tall busts have damaged noses, tear-like stains fall from the eyes, and all have broken heads. They are literally falling to pieces, bit by bit. This could be a scene from the world's most patriotic horror movie. The whole story is like a dream turning into a horrible nightmare.
Well then, let's start with the dream part, shall we?
Virginia's President's Park Open Air Museum first opened in 2004. It was the brainchild of a local landowner and a Houston sculptor, who was inspired to create the giant busts after driving past Mount Rushmore National Memorial in South Dakota. Unfortunately, however, the park, which cost about $10 million to create, soon lost all its money due to a lack of visitors. I believe the main reason for that was that the park was hidden behind a motel and too far away from other tourist attractions. So the park went out of business in 2010.
What happened to the presidential heads?
The landowner wanted to destroy the busts. However, I didn't feel right about it since I had helped build the park and loved the statues. I offered to take the heads and move them to my farm.
When does the nightmare part come?
Now, each presidential head weighed about 8,000 kilograms and had to be lifted from its base by a crane, which resulted in breaking the sculpture's neck to get the full piece off the ground. Also, we had to smash a hole into the top of each sculpture's head in order to attach the crane to the steel frame inside the busts. Then, each president was put on a flatbed truck and driven to my property. And the broken skulls were just the beginning. We had never transported statues before, so we had to improvise as we went along. The first few busts suffered the most due to our inexperience. On top of everything, my field isn't officially open to visitors as I have no tourist attraction license. I have to turn away requests to visit my property.
So, is this the end of the story?
I hope not. I'm working with a number of local governments to find a good place to rebuild the museum. I'd like to recreate the original President's Park model, which included a visitor center with presidential memorabilia and a recreation of the Oval Office. I'd like to complete it with an old Air Force One airplane, a Secret Service museum, and some First Lady memorabilia.
Howard Henley, good luck to your ambitious plans.
Thank you.
Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Bill Clinton, George W.